My name's Sean Collier. There's Aaron Kleiber.
Hey.
Trying to trip me up, but you can't. You can't.
He's too
good. I'm a
good.
Professional.
He's too good.
Hey, here's fellow grown dad Jason Clark.
Hey, yep. I'm here.
I like that. He's always got something different.
Something.
Always
I don't
surprises
know.
Me with how he says hello to me.
And look. Mm. We're here to talk about a bad shark movie. So if you like the episodes where we hate something, this one's for you. We are also going to relitigate The Mummy, because finally, after 200 episodes, Aaron and I finally disagree when we weren't in the same room.
I think it'll take about a minute and a half for us not.
Yeah, probably. This week on You Can't Handle the Truth. Truth for Friday, July. No, that's the wrong month.
What?
Even.
Come, Sean.
Friday, June 16th.
June 16th.
Friday, June 16th.
You're close.
2017. I am Sean Collier. Well, I couldn't say my name. You do this
one. You know.
I am Sean Collier, joined by the grown dads, Aaron Kleiber and Jason Clark.
That's right.
You can hear their podcast, Grown Dad Business. The most recent episode, I think, was...
Oh,
was grills? Was it grills?
Last week was about grilling season,
mm-hmm.
And this week we just dropped Hot Fire. Who's your team?
What?
Who's your team?
Who's your team?
Who's your team?
What are you talking about?
Who's your team?
Who's your team?
Who's your team?
You mean like the Pirates?
Yeah.
You're out of town. You're doing a show, and they're like, "Where are you from?" You say, "I'm from Pittsburgh." What did I say to you?
Who's your team?
Who's your team?
Who you like?
It was the Pirates.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's
yeah. So we did an episode, you know, celebrating the Pittsburgh Penguins Stanley Cup back-to-back win.
Yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And you know, we're talking about who your team is. You know, why you came up in sports and why you like certain sports and passing that tradition
that
on to your children.
Was that influence from your dad? Was it from geographics?
I mean, obviously, Gene Collier had something to do with sports.
A little bit.
A little bit of something.
Member of the Baseball Writers Association of America, so.
Right. Yeah.
He votes for the Hall of Fame, guys. Just saying.
How rad is that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a little tease. That's a nice little tease.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, your dad votes for the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Wow.
Just gets an envelope from the Hall of Fame every year, and
it's probably a nice envelope.
Yeah, it's a nice envelope.
Wow.
It's no.
Hey, next
white.
Time, can you take a picture of it and show me? I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see the ballot.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop over Gene's place.
All right.
It just comes in the mail.
FedEx?
Gene, I'm coming up. Gene.
No. U.S. Postal Service.
Probably one of those little cardboard envelopes that it like zippers open.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's not just. You don't just open it like
a
goddamn,
like a
goddamn, you know, Quicken Loans refinance.
So for this for 35 minutes a week, check out Grown Dad Business.
Is that it? Next week, Quicken Loans.
Yeah, right.
That's not true. I don't like you, Quicken Loans.
But
what do we see?
We got together to
dumb white girls on vacation.
We got together to have a gentleman's sushi date.
We did.
Which is the amazing name for a film.
Gentleman's Sushi Date?
I'm writing it.
Okay.
Okay.
And, by the way, no screening in Pittsburgh, interestingly, for Rough Night.
Mm.
With Kate McKinnon and Jillian Bell.
I heard
and
that was
Scarlett
rough.
Johansson. I heard
it was rough.
Zoe Saldana, which I was pumped about. And they're not showing it off here.
It's a great cast.
It's a great cast, but I don't know. And no screening for All Eyes on Me, the Tupac.
I'm disappointed
movie.
About that.
No, the options this week were Cars 3. What are we going to say about Cars 3?
I mean, I would go.
I'm sure it'll be fine, funny.
See it with my kids, whatever.
Yeah. So instead, we came to see 47 Meters Down. First thing.
47 Meters Down.
This is America. What's a meter? Okay.
Yeah. That's where I got. That's where I was.
I mean, nope. I know what a meter is.
I know what a meter is too. I'm representing Middle America in this argument, Aaron.
My grandma beat me with a meter stick a lot.
Okay, so 47 of those.
Yeah, the yardstick.
Yeah. Right.
Don't make me get the yardstick.
But the point is, right or wrong, you're going to lose people because meters is in the title. They're going to say, I don't want to see that British noise.
What's the title? What's the
Euro
title?
Trash.
Right.
What's the title even telling me?
It's telling you how. So there's some ladies, mm-hmm. and they're on a vacation. This is basically Snatched, but serious and with a shark. That's what this movie is.
I was 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
I wanted the whole cast dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was rooting for...
Now, you know this is spoiler-free, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But you were on Team Shark.
You got to understand that there's a shark involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
chances
are... Oh, no, just, you know...
Gonna die. Yeah, I'm not going to give...
I'm just holding you accountable like a brother.
Just 10 minutes in, and I immediately just crossed my leg and said, they all have to die.
You did cross your leg. All right.
Enough.
And I don't know if we can spoil it because I said to everybody, don't watch the trailer.
I didn't even know the title.
This I'm demonstrating it. This next to last scene where they're like, and then psh,
that's
in the trailer.
Oh yeah.
It's
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna hook somebody.
But that's how the movie ends. This is why I was saying to you on the way in here.
Yeah.
Movie fans should get in the habit of never watching trailers. You should have nothing more than the poster.
I really only watched the teaser.
Yeah.
Now, the teaser is basically before they're even done editing the film, usually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't show a lot.
Yeah.
I'm self-admittedly always been really bad. Like, I will go into alternate trailers. And this trailer...
Oh, yeah, you read Wikipedia pages.
Yeah, there was
you?
A time.
You're
yeah,
crazy.
But I'm done.
You're
I'm done
nuts.
With that. And I the experience of this coming into this...
Congratulations.
Completely
I love how you're like, guys, I'm done with that.
I'm
I just
done
want
with
to let
that.
You know.
Just to let you know.
Wait,
I'm not a critical person.
Cold turkey?
To movies. I like
cold turkey.
I'm done.
Okay.
I like to sit back, enjoy a film.
Which...
And I don't get critical. I'm just like, okay. This was a moment where I sat there and said, how many people could we feed by not making this piece of shit? How many countries could we help by not investing the money into making something like
well,
this?
Well, to be fair, the reported budget was...
Come on.
Where is it? Oh, it's not a... we don't know. But I mean, I think 500K, 1.5 million at the most. They spent nothing making this. Nothing.
I thought.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Underwater photography is expensive. I don't know.
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
I thought that at one point Mandy Moore just wanted a vacation on someone else's dime. Like she was like,
really?
I'm gonna get paid to go to the Dominican Republic because that's where they filmed it.
Yeah.
Film of the Dominican. I'm sorry. The majority of underwater filming mm-hmm. took place at the underwater studio in Essex. United Kingdom. The budget has not yet been reported. We don't know. Don't know how much they spent to make this thing. But we know this from... I'm going to read from Wikipedia right now. Original distributor. Dimension Films. You know Dimension. They were bigger
Freddy
back
Krueger.
In the day.
Yeah,
they
sure.
were big, they were bigger a while ago.
Come on, dude. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Had initially set an American DVD and streaming release.
Ooh,
straight to iTunes.
Straight to video.
Straight to Sling.
However, Variety reported that Dimension had sold the rights to Entertainment Studios, not a company I'm familiar with.
I saw the logo and I was like, that store also sells track phones and cashes checks. Like it has a storefront next to a Dollar Tree.
I'm looking them up.
This is the studio office.
I'm looking them up. The company produces and distributes first run television series for syndication. So this is like who you go to when you've got a Xena warrior princess.
Hmm.
Some of their other credits include America's Court with Judge Ross.
Hell yeah,
they
Judge
have a,
Ross.
They have a network of 5 court shows, also including We the People with Gloria Allred. The sitcoms The First Family and Mr. Box Office. Can't say I've heard of those. The reality show Who Wants to Date a Comedian? Well,
let's see.
Aaron, you took third on that,
yeah,
didn't you?
You were.
What's that?
Who Wants to Date a Comedian?
Why'd you get your wife?
Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen.
What?
Okay.
This
is the things that they've...
Yep.
Right.
They're responsible for the cable networks, Cars.TV, Pets.TV, Justice Central.
Comedy.TV.
These are
what tier of your cable?
These are cable channels that do not have a Wikipedia page.
You can't push on. No, he's pushing his phone. He's touching on the name. Nothing's opening.
Like their Wikipedia page doesn't even list movies they've done because I don't think they have.
Apparently, this was getting decent reviews.
What?
I honestly heard somebody say. I thought did someone say to you?
No, our friend Chris Brexta, because he was picking up his kids from my house.
Uh-huh.
He said that he was hearing good things.
This is something wrong, people.
Who knows?
I definitely thought that the reason why, when you first said that it was supposed to be just a straight release to DVD into streaming or whatever, that they looked at Mandy Moore and this is us right now.
Right.
This is us. Was
and they're like, hey, listen, we're gonna get this out there. Because there's people now that want to see Mandy Moore. She's got this hot TV show.
Yeah.
And
that's what's up.
Right.
Yeah.
She co-stars with Claire Holt.
That was the sister.
Who, I don't know her. I guess she was on Vampire Diaries and Pretty Little Liars and...
Mean Girls 2.
That kind of thing. So, yeah. Mean Girls 2?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Oh, you know, it's 2011. It's probably, you know, just...
With literally nobody from the original cast? No people.
No, of course not.
No, because they are talking that they
are... Oh, wait, excuse me. Except Tim Meadows, of course.
Boom. You know how they do that.
Yeah.
Like the straight to DVD.
Right.
They get the one supporting character. Yeah.
Right.
He's kind of famous.
Can we talk about Matthew Modine, though?
Yeah, poor Matthew Modine.
Matthew Modine, who else is just shows up in movies like this now? Which is little, even though James Franco is a lot bigger now than Matthew Modine, like he does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Stranger Things, I guess, did he film this before that? Time's Tough? And Mandy Moore's doing okay, too. Are they both trying to get back into movies?
I don't know when
it's probably what it is.
I don't know when they filmed this. I mean, that's the question. Was this sitting for a while? And
I don't know.
There's eight people in the total cast.
Yeah.
It's cheap, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, not to get too picky. Look, I know it's a movie. I hate when people are like, you know, oh, well, this isn't very... What a shark? Cage like plummet to the bottom of the ocean like a cannonball.
I mean,
wouldn't it kind of bomb?
It's very heavy. It's a steel cage.
I mean, it's a steel cage.
It's got to be a couple hundred pounds.
It's definitely coming down at a very
fast
rate.
I mean, maybe that's
fine. Well, dude, if you throw a cinder block in the water, it's going to go down fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this did not look like a lightweight, you know. This wasn't like PVC pipe.
No.
In any case, this is a whole lot of like, that should have killed them. That should have killed them.
Oh,
absolutely. That definitely
should have
killed them.
The heightening was just, we're gonna go here, we're going to cut them now.
Right.
Now we're going to get some blood. We need blood. This is what we're going to do.
No, I mean, they should have died 15 times over the course of this film.
Oh, I agree.
And the only reason they didn't is because the sharks in this movie... stalk them like Jason in the woods. Like, I'm just gonna pop up out of nowhere. 20-foot great white sharks are like, jump scare. Like, what did...
Like, from behind a rock. Like, Jason's behind a tree.
I like... How about how the dynamic between the relationship continued to change? Where the sister...
Between the shark and the...
Between the sisters.
No, I know what you mean.
Where Mandy Moore was scared shitless.
Yeah.
And then the sister... She wasn't scared of anything, and then she became scared.
Yeah.
Before they even went underwater.
No, they couldn't make up their mind.
Like, who was taking what direction? And then, Mandy Moore's never scuba dived, but she did some things underwater that, you know, probably would require you having some knowledge of what to do.
No, I mean, I was, and the answer is no, and I don't know if that makes me more or less of a jerk. My question was this script written by someone who didn't really speak English in English? Because it was so broad and so, like, stilted, weird dialogue.
Well, I even said to you, I watch a lot of kids' shows. Yeah. Or at least I see them. Right. And
it was written on a third grade level.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was written like it was. What did I say? It sounded like a That's So Raven special yes. episode.
Yeah.
Where they go on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like it was very.
When, yeah, like in the corporate world, like in certain aspects, they will tell you with training documents that you're supposed to write at a certain level so you can hit a broad audience.
Right.
And that's what it felt like. When she's there and she goes, uh-oh. When I looked at you, I go, yeah. She said, uh-oh.
She's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, guys.
Uh-oh.
That was
like, you didn't drop your pizza.
Yeah, no.
Just, yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. The thing, I mean, fundamentally what's going on here is this
it's
is...
It's like she made a turkey sandwich at home and dropped it on the floor.
This
face uh-oh. Down.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Certain death. Yeah. No, this is...
Oh, we forgot that there was a Dos Equis commercial in the middle of the movie.
Oh, my God.
Or was that... or was
Corona.
That...
Corona. It was a Corona commercial.
It was icy like yeah. mango.
Bacardi, what was it?
Bacardi.
There was like a four-minute Bacardi commercial scene.
How about the very strange idea that she was looking to do adventurous things to make... The boyfriend feel a certain
who le- so like
she wasn't.
Are we spoiling it?
Yeah, the hell with it. No one is ever watching this movie. This is going to make $4.2 million.
Her sister was a bitch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, that's your sister.
I don't want to go out of my. I don't want to cross the you can't handle the truth boundary here. But I got to be careful. It was a lot of like, oh well, if you do this. Then the boy will like you again.
It really,
it was
really
so
was.
Messed up.
Who says that to your sister?
Yeah,
let
she's
alone
like,
your
well,
friend.
And so to explain what we're talking about, the closest thing to character development in this is there are two sisters. They're on vacation. The Mandy Moore confesses that she brought her sister because her boyfriend left her, who was supposed to take this vacation, and then like. Until things go south,
because she's
you know
boring.
20 minutes in.
That's why he left her because she's
because
boring.
She's boring. So her sister is like, "We need to do some crazy stuff so you can post some Instagrams, and then your boyfriend
fine.
Will see that you're
cool.
not boring."
All right, whatever. Then she just kept being like, "But you don't want to be boring."
Yeah, it was real.
I was
weird.
Like, "Bitch, you're the worst."
When she hits her with a line, she says. Of what? You think that just pictures of you laying next to the pool is going to bring Stewart back?
Oh, that,
oh,
words
that was
said.
It. I'm like, I'm done.
Listen,
I'm like,
Jason
really?
Was right. That was
listen,
an exact quote.
I've had some breakups, as the both of you will know. And I, like...
How many girlfriends have you talked about on this podcast, Sean?
I've had two girlfriends appear on this podcast.
I know.
There was one that I missed, but yeah, so, if you go into far enough into the archives. Anyway, the point is, you're like my. I got a lot of lady bros, right? I got a lot of like female, close platonic female friends, not even sisters.
Brag much,
right? But I'm a better guy than the two of you. What?
You're a nice
what?
Guy, I get
no,
it.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. The point is, I'm a Hufflepuff. That's what happens.
We're
right,
super
Jason?
Unavailable.
Here we go. Two Gryffindors just staring at a Hufflepuff.
Listen, the point is...
I don't know what the hell any of that
all
means.
Of my female friends, when I'm going through a breakup, will be like, you are going to move on, and you are going to be better, and you are going to flourish. No one is ever like... You need to show off your wild side to get them back. And you add to that...
Post a few Instagram photos.
Right. You add to that, this is her sister. The only thing for that character to say is if Claire Holt's character were like, yeah, fuck him, he's a dick, you're a goddess, let's move. Let's
party. Let's have a good time.
Let's go drink.
That is the least believable thing in a movie where sharks pop up like Jason. Yeah.
How about... I know this one, you lost it on, but she goes, I'm not ready. To kiss the guy, and 20 seconds later goes running
she
back.
She runs back and like, fuck it. Let's get crazy. That was...
Oh, God.
Oh, my man. God.
This
is
movie. And look, and this is, let's be honest here, this is not us being like, this is a chick flick.
Oh, no.
No.
All of our lady
it's
friends will also not like this.
It would be
absolutely.
Insulting to any woman that would sit there
what
and
this
see
is,
that.
What this is basically a direct to not even that. It's like a TV drama that for some reason kind of thinks it's a prestige movie. Like, the director is Johannes Roberts, an English director, who has just done badly received horror movies.
Yeah.
The Other Side of the Door, Storage 24, Roadkill.
Oh, I think I saw Storage 24.
When Evil Calls, Forest of the Damned.
Wait, so
Hellbreeder, Sanitarium.
Oh, I've seen that.
But he had, yeah,
a,
he had
I've
his,
seen a couple of these.
He had his name over the title card. It was like Johannes Roberts, 47 meters deep.
Yeah.
It's well, like
some of those
do
guys.
Do you think that you're doing something good
yeah,
here?
Yeah, but some of those people that have that niche fan base
of horror
films, they think they're huge. Because in certain conventions, they are huge.
Who was I just talking about this with? Someone who cares about horror. Someone who was disappointed by my reaction. Oh, Anne, who's been on the show, Anne Tercero.
Oh, yeah.
I was chatting about The Mummy.
She's
it's like
a horror queen.
Yeah, why does... why do horror fans love crap? There's a topic. Like, why do horror fans... Like, why isn't it like... Why, you know, are there horror fans who won't go to see The Witch or It Comes at Night... or Green Room, but eat up, you know, the ABCs of death and, you know, Hellraiser 14.
I think it's similar. That I forgot. Hold that thought. Because
oh
Jason just gave us a screen capture of the moment where we all gasped and laughed at.
Where they drop their camera and a great white shark zooms out and eats the camera. It's like a chain chomp in Mario Brothers.
This is when I turned the show on and was like, is this a cartoon? Like,
That's a promotional picture they're using. At this point, I did not do that.
At this point, like, is Droopy Dog going to save them?
Well, hi, everybody.
Oh, man. I'm sorry if I messed with you.
No.
But talking about bad
so, horror. The question is, why is there a lot of horror fans? Like a horror convention fan that would rather watch Diary of the Dead than Green Room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It seems like a lot of horror fans do like all those things.
Yeah.
But I think they like... There's part of it that you love the campiness of it.
Yeah.
I know that there's a whole other... part of movies where that I love that are really campy.
Sure.
You know, but I will say these are great horror films.
Yeah.
And these, you know, you put It Follows and The Witch over here and Insidious 1 and 2. I don't give a shit. You can't handle the truth. but like, and then you put over here, it's like, Return of the Living Dead 2.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fun.
Well, yeah, I
mean, Pumpkinhead, they're fun,
and that's
and you always want to. I think part of it too is that you want to see how creative these guys can get. You're not looking for like a film a lot of the times. You're looking for what kills are these guys are going to come up with a $500,000 budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like a fun thing. It's like, you know what? Yeah, I'll try this amusement ride because I just like it. You know, and the cheap scares are fun sometimes.
No, I get that, and I also think that a lot of people. Our age, particularly, not you so much, because
here we go. Know, we made it. Yeah. How long did we make it?
23 minutes.
but who? A lot of us who grew up, and no, this does apply to you as well. Who grew up with all
Jason.
Of the Freddies and all the Jasons
sure.
and all the Michael Myers?
Yeah, I grew up with that.
That had that experience of like you're in your friend's basement and you're laughing at Friday the 13th floor. People are always chasing that dragon.
Well, that's exactly what we would do.
Yeah.
You know, it would be you know parties.
That's fun.
Eighth grade, seventh grade, everyone together, and you throw in you know
it's good times.
Yeah.
Jason Clark, his 10th birthday was at a silent theater.
There it is.
they saw the jazz singer, and afterwards went out for anise candy.
Yeah, his 9th birthday was The Dictator.
Here we go.
All right, there we go. That's funny. That's
right.
funny.
Yeah, it was right there. It was right there. Actually, It Comes at Night did pretty well. It made about $6 million. It was sixth on the weekend, so that's pretty good.
Well, they estimated this would get $5 million.
This so, 47 meters down?
Yeah.
So
it's
maybe.
Saying it's going to get less than It Comes at Night.
Yeah, I
which
bet you.
Which I have to see, and I think I'm going to see tomorrow night. I have to.
As predicted on last week's episode, The Mummy did indeed get spanked by weekend 2 of Wonder Woman. Second weekend of Wonder Woman made 58.5.
Uh-huh.
The Mummy in its opening weekend made 31.6. About 31.7.
Okay.
Which is very, very bad for any major release. I should note that it has already become a giant hit globally, which was the point. Right, they did not give a shit whether it was a hit or not here, because it was going to make...
Well, let's get into that, because all we really... I mean, should we just... I want to talk about two things.
Yeah,
They might both... I think we might be in contention.
Well, yeah, it's... to set this up...
Should we rate 47 meter 2?
Do I go higher than 2?
2.
This is out of 10, by the way. That's not out of 5. That's out of 10.
2.
Yeah, I think I got to go 2. Like it gets above a 1 just because there's moments where you can go, look, they're in a shark cage trapped on the ocean floor. That's a premise, but it has nothing beyond that. Yeah. I mean, and what a wasted use of that.
Honestly,
that solid concept.
If you even take every piece of the story... Just put in better acting and directing and writing.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Which is what you could say about any bad movie. I mean,
really.
No,
because
I'm coming under both of you.
Plots are really bad.
You're going to one.
Yeah, a lot of times plots can be very bad.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this premise.
The skeleton is fine.
I would say that, I'll give you that. That I came into it thinking, okay, shark movie, because that's how I ended up with this with you guys. And I just set out and said, outside of Jaws, it's never been done right. It can never be done right.
Yeah.
It's not going to be done right.
Yeah.
And so then here we are. And I'm sitting there going, you know what? The sharks look good. I had no problem with the way the sharks look.
Sure.
You know?
I had the problem with them being Scooby-Doo villains hiding around corners. Yeah. But other than that.
And I learned something.
Was the mayor of Mexico.
Yeah. You're just supposed to lay on the floor. That's what you're supposed to do with sharks.
Yeah, it don't work.
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Think that works.
And also, someone can help us understand the bends. Can you not get the bends going down? You can only get the bends going up?
I have no idea.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a thing.
Because if they were to go down slowly,
they
had the bends.
I'm here looking for a good shark movie other than Jaws.
Well, I've talked about this enough.
This is one notch above Sharknado.
I want to talk about The Mummy already.
Okay, so the setup for this is, if you didn't listen last week, we had... Oh, Deep Blue Sea, I'm saying you can get through. That was my
point. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I can pretty much get through anything. I'm just saying, that was a piece of shit movie we just seen.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's not wrong.
If you didn't listen to last week, it was a very unusual one where just circumstantially we both wanted to talk about The Mummy, but we could not make it happen on the same day.
Right.
So part one of the episode was Aaron talking about The Mummy.
Yeah.
And then I came in, and I walked out of there like, oh, I'm sure Aaron hated that.
Well, and
so
it's funny, he didn't listen to my part.
No, I hadn't listened to your setup.
And the fact that you didn't text each other... Also,
I had no. I did text him.
He did.
And it's like, how was The Mummy? And he didn't.
But it was the day where I was outside.
A text?
I was outside working in my house all day.
You didn't return a text?
Nah. I know. I apologized because then I saw it. I forgot to reply to him.
Right.
And I was like, oh shit.
Just your intro was incredible.
Well, that's because... So I came in like, what did Aaron think? Did he like it? I bet he didn't like it. And he had recorded a whole thing going, that was pretty good.
Whoa. That was pretty good? No.
Okay.
I said, it was fine. I was like, it wasn't bad. It was fine.
Didn't you give it a 7?
Sure.
Yeah, that's generous.
That was generous, maybe.
What did you rate it?
4.
Well, you know, I think maybe because I had fun because I went with my brother, and my brother's very much like me, so we cut up, you know? So, and also, I have nostalgia, so yeah, I'm going to put an asterisk on this, Sean.
Okay.
I have nostalgia with my brother of staying up late watching terrible horror movies, and laughing at them and actually enjoying bad movies. So, I will put an asterisk on that.
All right.
But, yeah, I look back at it now and hearing what you had to say. I mean, I don't think it's terrible. But it was watchable in a theater at a screener for free. Like, if I would have paid $11 for that, I'd be like, eh.
Which I think I paid $15. Because the time I showed up was IMAX 3D.
Oh, shoot.
So I paid $15.
Oh, kill me in the penis hole.
I mean, I thought the first half hour was good, except for Tom Cruise, who was terrible at every moment.
I agree.
But the setup, I liked the, you know, when they go into the tomb, I thought, this is fun. This is like,
yeah, I
like Indiana
that.
Jones.
I did.
This
I
is
did.
Good. And even the big action sequence on the plane, I thought was good. And yeah. And after that, it was...
No, it did.
It was the stupidest, like, oh, we're just going to punch bad-looking CGI skeletons for an hour and a half with just nothing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I get it. And then there was a little too many characters. Yeah, I understand. But there was fun things. I actually kind of really liked her zombie army.
Oh, I hate
it. It reminded
me
of Army of Darkness.
Yeah, but there was none of the humor of Army of Darkness at all.
No, I just kind of liked her.
I got the Army of Darkness Funko Pop, so I'm an authority on this.
I thought it was kind of a fun thing that she had zombie army. I am looking forward. Okay. I did say that this made me not as disappointed for the upcoming universe, Dark Universe. That we could have a... Because look...
Dark Universe.
Yeah, Dark Universe. That's his way for this. Well, because here's the thing. Thor is shit. Thor is not good. Okay? So there is hope that the other ones could be good. I think... And I forgot to mention...
Why are we talking about Thor?
He's giving you the example.
I'm giving you an example of the Dark Universe.
The Marvel Universe.
So you're saying this in spite of... Now, you liked it, but like... In spite of the first one...
I was fine with it.
In spite of the first one being like somewhere between bad and meh, you're saying...
It was okay.
They're going to kick off with the... But you're saying, well, maybe they kicked off with the bad one. And...
I don't think they can predict that. I mean, honestly, I think that because I love the Universal Monster movies so much, I actually think that Johnny Depp could really be a perfect Invisible Man. And I know if you watch it, you'll see what I'm saying. This wiry, squirrely kind of guy in the original Invisible Man, it's kind of Johnny Depp. It's kind of perfect casting.
Isn't that good?
Oh, that's really good.
That's
a
good one.
The Skeleton King.
Yeah. I'm just showing off my Funko Pops now.
It's Funko Pops, yeah. But does that make sense? You know what I mean?
I can give some benefit of the doubt because as much as I'm sick of Johnny Depp as
I think Jeffrey Dean Morgan's going to... I don't know what he's going to be. I'm guessing he's going to be the Wolfman.
I thought I heard The Rock as the Wolfman.
Oh, no. Please, Jesus. No, you didn't.
Now that I would be pumped for.
That's bad.
What
That's
are
not
you?
True.
Oh, hold on now.
The Rock is the Wolfman?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now that's just that's over.
He makes everything better, Aaron. There has never been a project.
The Wolfman is my favorite Universal Monster movie.
All right.
That's comical. He's not a strong enough actor. That's a very very that should be a really good actor playing Wolfman. Because that is a big emotional, like, kind of transformation.
So this
I think he has that.
No.
Did you see that one movie?
No. What, the fucking Tooth Fairy, Sean?
No, it was... It's one pretty...
Was the Rundown?
He did one pretty serious one that had almost no action. What the hell was the name
of it? Oh, was it that L.A. one with... whatchamacallit?
With the
stories?
Tidal Wave?
No.
Southland Tales.
No, that's not what I'm talking about either.
Southland Tales?
It starts with
an
S.
That was serious, Sean. I'm answering your question.
Yeah, but that's not the movie I'm talking about.
Okay.
It does start with an S.
I don't think. I mean, and also we know there's a Jekyll and Hyde in there, and it looks like we'll probably get a Jekyll Hyde prequel movie with Russell Crowe. That's probably going to happen.
I guess he was fine.
Oh yeah,
he's Jekyll.
Yeah,
right? I didn't see The Mummy, so
yeah, right. But it's not a spoiler. I mean, he's in the credits as Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, you said that on the podcast, but I'm unfamiliar with the Universal Dark World,
Dark Universe. It's Universal Monsters.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Mummy to me in a vision is not Mummy to what is on the screen in this movie with Tom Cruise.
No,
like they lost me at Tom Cruise.
No.
Like at that point, I was
like,
"Will I go see a Mummy?"
And I mentioned that,
and
they
said Tom Cruise, and we talked about that too.
Yeah.
Where we're just like, "Well, that's sort of like, you know, he's
you
gonna
know
do
Tom Cruise is going to win.
He's going to win.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what sucks about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like the Mummy that you think.
No, I mean, they did some homage. I mean, they did some scenes that were kind of like the original Mummy.
But no link to, like, the Brendan Fraser, to the Scorpion King.
Oh, no, that's totally different.
That's completely different.
This is, I mean, remember, we made 107 Spider-Mans in the last 11 years.
Yeah, no,
so,
I get
with
that.
Three different actors. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, geez, oh, man. No, this is, I mean, they're talking, I mean, the guy that produced and directed this, he's coming out with Bride of Frankenstein next. He's directing Bride of Frankenstein.
I'm a little bit interested in that because it's going to be directed by Bill Condon, who just did Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
So the idea is they're going to bring all of these together going to have all these standalones.
That's what I'm afraid of because it's just really...
What's that look like?
It's going to become a adult Monster Squad.
Right.
Which Sean, we're going to do as a retro because he hasn't
seen it.
He hasn't seen Goonies yet either.
No.
So we, I know.
Chase looks like he got kicked in the
balls. I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a retro double feature. Summer movie sleepover.
Okay.
Of Goonies and Monster Squad.
All right.
We're going to do a summer movie sleepover series in July. I'm just making this up
right now.
Okay. And it's going to be a double retro sleepover
of Goonies
and Monster Squad.
I can go sleep.
Matter of fact,
I think
that we should get a sleepover series at Row House Cinema.
Ah.
You know? Goonies, Monster Squad, what else?
Well, you know what I am interested in? This is going to August with them, but they're doing a superhero week.
Yeah.
But at the moment, there are no 21st century movies in there. They've announced 3 out of 4, and it's Batman Returns, the original Superman, and Blade.
That's
before Marvel, before...
I love it. It's
good. That'll be interesting.
They should put Unbreakable in there. M. Night's best film.
Has Sean seen it? Nah.
Best film. M. Night's best film.
The name of the Rock movie I was looking for earlier is Snitch. Snitch, everybody.
Oh my god.
That was a good one.
Not that serious. I mean, it was just an action movie.
It wasn't an action movie. There was no action in it. He was driving a truck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's a gem. The point is, I think
I've defended myself enough.
I think you've defended yourself. But here's my counter argument is, like, by the critical consensus, like, I was being real nice at 4.
Okay.
Like, it is getting torn apart.
That's okay.
You know, people are calling it, you know, there was a million headlines like, should have kept this one in the tomb. You know, like, that was completely panned. So, we'll meet you halfway and say that there were fun parts of it.
Yeah.
But what it indicated to me is that this is going to be this whole series is going to be movie stars who were really famous 15 years ago in boring CGI action sequences.
Right.
That's what I think it's going to be.
Right.
I hope I'm wrong because I love, you know, creepy shit. But I think this was a very, very bad start.
So as the mediator...
A great start, Sean.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you. It's not a great start.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, I don't think it was, like, horse shit. I'm still holding out hope that they might do a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay, then.
Jason?
You were swayed by nostalgia on this one.
Yes, I was.
That's what it was.
I was.
It got you, what, 2.5, 3 points?
Yeah.
Could be.
Nostalgia
could be.
Got you.
Nostalgia got me for about 2 points.
You've seen it with
points.
The wrong person, possibly?
I know.
Your brother was like, Papa, go to shit's good, Aaron.
Oh, my brother loves everything.
Oh, yeah, right?
He loves everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bad movies. He's like, this is so bad, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it on Blu-ray.
He's like, White House Down was awesome.
I mean, that was fun. White House Down was fun. Olympus has fallen. And London has fallen. I watched that, too.
White Olympus has fallen down.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I don't know.